A man who needs no introduction. Lanny McDonald. Lanny, how are you this morning?
I'm absolutely fabulous, other than losing my voice. What a great breakfast. So many Special Olympic friends that we've seen all over the years. And what a great tribute. And they raised $45,000 this morning at the breakfast. Couldn't be better.
Yo, it's a wonderful, wonderful event they've put on here. And you see the athletes and all the smiles on their faces and the hard work that they put into to being Special Olympians and stuff like that. It's so cool to see.
Well, it really is. But every time you think you're putting something back into it, you're getting way more out of it. Mm-hmm. You learn so much about not only the athletes, but sometimes the challenges that they go through. But they teach you each and every day something about life that we sometimes forget.
Is that why you keep doing a lot of these? Because we had Perry Barazan on yesterday, and he was mentioning that you go to everything. Like you're at a lot of different events in the community. It's really awesome to see. And quite frankly, it's something you probably don't have to do. You know, you're Lanny McDonald. You're a legend in the city. You don't have to be going to all these events. What gets you out to all of these types of things?
Well, I've had a great relationship with Special Olympics now for over 40 years, dating all the way back to the Toronto Maple Leafs. And I got invited to a Special Olympic floor hockey game or tournament and said, yes, I'll go. Didn't even know what it was all about. And once you've been there, you're hooked. And to be able to help out wherever I can, and yeah, it is important. This is such a great city, and there's so many great causes, and when you have time, absolutely show up.
Now, I want to ask a couple hockey questions here well. The 26th anniversary of you guys winning the Stanley Cup was just a couple days ago. Boomer brought it up, the picture of you with the Stanley Cup after, and just where you can see like it kind of sunk in. Now, 26 years later, what do you remember about that moment where it had finally happened, you had won the Stanley Cup?
You know, everyone said that must have been the most exciting moment of your life. I think it was the most peaceful moment.
Yeah.
Because you had worked for 16 years. You'd worked your whole life to try and get to that point. And when you finally win it, it was so much fun and kind of a relief to look around and see the excitement on young people's faces, like Nieuwendyk, Roberts, Theo, and some of the older players that had gone through the wars with each other, and the friendships that last a lifetime. When you win something like that, and we've got eight of those guys live in the city, and we've got our alumni tournament coming up tomorrow, right, and can't wait to hang out with each other. In fact, they're golfing, some of them are golfing right now. Mm-hmm. And it's just a bond that will never go away.
It seems like with that Flames team, there are a lot of you guys still around here. Is it because you won the Stanley Cup? What was it about that team that had the bond that it has? Because there are a lot of teams that have played in different cities that don't all stick around like that.
Well, I think, first of all, it's the city itself. We've got 144 alumni guys. We made our alumni, which is now adopted by so many different alumni. Most are just called the Toronto Maple Leaf alumni or Vancouver Canucks alumni, and we made ours the Calgary Flames NHL alumni. And if guys played in the NHL, they have a chance to be a part of our alumni. They're not going to get back to Philadelphia, or very seldom, or New York or Tampa Bay, and we just opened it up to all of our friends, and it's made us stronger. But the key is to have those eight guys, people like Perry, people like Joel Otto and Dana Merzen and Jamie McCowan and Jim Poplinski and Vernon and Theo, the list goes on and on, and they're all great people.
When you guys won the Cup, you were the only ones to be the visitors in Montreal to win the Stanley Cup. What was it about that place that made it so hard to play there?
Well, I think, first of all, they have such an unbelievable tradition. And when you look back, they won 23 Stanley Cups. They probably defended it probably another 25 or 35 times, never losing it. Mm-hmm. The mystique of the Forum was always there. And to be the only team, now that the Forum doesn't exist, to be the only team to ever win it on Forum ice is pretty cool.
when we talk about teams going into different rinks, like the Anaheim Ducks playing in Chicago tonight, and that place is the Madhouse on Madison, what different type of mentality do you have to take when you're going into a place that you know it's really hard to win there?
Well, you know, you have to find a way to get it done regardless. If you go all the way back to 89, we didn't want to go to Game 7 even though it was at home. And yeah, you'd love to win it in front of your family and friends, but they also had this guy by the name of Patrick Waugh that could steal a game.
Yeah.
And so you can never afford to take that chance. I was down in Anaheim for Game 5. I took my grandsons to the game. And it was like three games in one. Chicago was on their heels to start with. Then the last two periods, they were all over them and a bad dump in, and the game was over just like that.
Yeah.
But what a great hockey game. To have three of the five games already go into overtime, that's what the playoffs are all about. And don't count Chicago out yet.
We see players on Chicago like Duncan Keith playing an hour a game, it seems like. Now, when it comes down to playoff time, you have plenty of experience there. Is it just you just suck it up and do it, or is there a couple times where it's like, holy smokes, this is hard?
Well, it is hard, but that's where you kind of mind over matter. Mm-hmm. And you don't allow yourself to ever go there and believe, oh my gosh, I'm tired. Yeah, you're tired, but you don't want to let your teammates down. And Duncan Keith, what a stud he is, playing the amount he is. And the other night in the sixth period, whatever it was, he was as fresh as he was in the first period. The guy is an absolute horse.
Now, with the NHL team here, obviously the Flames captured this city once again in ways that your team did at times and the 04 team did at times as well. What was it that you saw about the Flames team this season that really captured everyone's hearts?
I think it was their work ethic and never say die attitude. They could have been out of some of the games. It would have been easy to just fold the tent, and they refused. And they found ways to get back into it. Bob Hartley and Marty Jelen and the coaching staff deserve a ton of credit for preparing these guys. And they didn't care who got the credit from the player standpoint. They all played the same. They played hard each and every night, whoever is in the lineup, and they could have easily quit playing or said, okay, we've lost Gio, it's kind of over.
Yeah.
And they didn't do that. They found a way to keep eating up minutes. And you talk about Duncan Keith, you look what Weidman, you look at TJ Brody and Chris Russell did. They played a ton, but they played unbelievably spirited hockey from start to finish, especially after Gio went out.
I understand you have to get running, so I'll just ask quickly, Stanley Cup prediction. Do you have anyone stand out to you as the team that's going to be hoisting Lord Stanley's mug in a couple weeks?
Well, I would love to see an original six, and I'm sure the NHL would probably love to see it too. They would never say it, but to see the Rangers and Chicago in it, and the Rangers, boy, they took a huge step last night in finding a way to win in foreign territory. And if Chicago can find a way to win tonight, I like their chances in Game 7, although Anaheim is a massive team, as we found out here at the Flames. So my prediction is still going to be Chicago versus the Rangers, and Chicago wins.
Awesome. I can't imagine I'm the only one who wants to talk to you today, so I'll let you go. Thank you for taking some time today. I appreciate it.
A pleasure.
That is Lanny McDonald, Calgary Flames legend, here at the Breakfast with Champions at the TELUS Convention Center.